Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, breastfeeding is certainly recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics for the first 6 months to a year of a new baby's life. And you may be somebody who's a little afraid or a little trepidatious about it. How do you do it? How do you get involved? How do you keep it going, even if it's frustrating? Well, those are the answers we're going to answer today. My guest is Dr. Lori Feldman-Winter. She's professor of pediatrics at Cooper Medical School of Rowan University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Winter. Let's talk about some breastfeeding basics. What is the first thing that you would like new mothers to know?
So thank you for having me, and the best thing that mothers can do while they're pregnant or even considering pregnancy is to get educated. So there's a lot more resources that are available now through the American Academy of Pediatrics to become educated about the reasons to choose exclusive breastfeeding, meaning nothing but mother's milk for the first 6 months of life, and then continue breastfeeding for at least a year and then beyond. And that kind of preparation, not only in why it's important to exclusive breastfeed, understanding the health benefits, but also the mechanics of how to position the baby, how to get the baby attached to the breast, actually knowing how to breastfeed before even having the baby makes things go a lot more smoothly once moms are in the delivery hospital and so many things are going on.
Do you have to start before you have your baby learning some of these techniques?
So the evidence shows us that that mothers that prepare beforehand actually are more successful in exclusively breastfeeding and breastfeeding for longer than mothers that are not prepared. That said, if moms don't have access to information or she just is not provided the appropriate information before delivering, a lot of that information can occur in the hospital, and then it's all about the environmental support. The environmental support means that the hospital has implemented the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding, really beginning within the first hour by continuous skin-to-skin care immediately after the baby's delivered, in which case the baby very often teaches mom how to breastfeed because babies are alert right after delivery and will, without any help, really latch onto the breast and begin breastfeeding on their own.
Give new mothers, Dr. Winter, some tips for getting off to a good start.
So what's important in terms of getting off to a good start is keeping the baby with you almost all the time, keeping the baby immediately after delivery, but then after going to the postpartum area or the mother-infant area, keeping the baby in the room and watching the baby for the indications of hunger cues that are very unique. Every baby has its own little hunger cues, and moms learn those when they're with their babies, and then keeping the baby skin to skin even throughout that delivery hospital period so that the baby's hunger cues can be responded to immediately. And the more times the baby's breastfeeding, times per day, the less likely the baby will end up having problems like jaundice.
Okay, so you're starting just as soon as possible. You're keeping the baby with you as much as really possible to look for those cues. You spot them. You get the baby to latch on. Does it hurt?
So if the baby's positioned properly, and there are several different kinds of positions that are really common and easy to do, such as the cradle position where the baby's laying across the mother's lap and positioned where the nose starts out right across from the nipple. The baby then gapes very widely and attaches to the breast. We call that an asymmetric attachment so that the baby's jaw is actually down below or right at the junction between the areola and the lighter area of the breast. If a baby's attached to the breast correctly and the nipple and areola is drawn deep back into the baby's mouth, then it doesn't hurt and it doesn't cause damage because the action part of the baby's mouth, the jaw and the tongue, are actually acting on the part of the breast that is more tolerant to the suckling movement.
So now, how can a partner be involved in this exclusive breastfeeding, whether it's a same-sex union or whether or not your husband just really wants to be involved and wants to help you out with this and maybe even wants to feed the baby himself? Is that even possible?
So the first thing is that it's so important for breastfeeding success that the partner be supportive. There's evidence that the more supportive the partner is, the more successful a mom's intent for breastfeeding is. So partners can be supportive just in what they say and really understanding the mechanics also to reinforce the mom's behavior and the mechanics such as positioning and attachment of the baby, but also to help out with all the other things that are going on when you have a new baby. So doing all of the menial tests that moms might have had to do in the past, really taking on that responsibility so that the real effort that moms are putting forth is to rest and feed the baby. If the partner wants to get involved in actually feeding the baby, it's really recommended to do that only after breastfeeding is well established so that the moms and babies are avoiding nipples and bottles in the first several weeks after the baby's born to avoid any confusion. So sometimes it takes a little while for breastfeeding to, the mechanics of breastfeeding to get well established because even though the suckling patterns begin right after delivery, the amount of milk that's made in the breast is fluctuating and changing over the first several weeks until the amount of milk that's produced is really geared toward what the baby's actually taking. And just that changes in amount of milk volume changes the baby's attachment to the breast, sometimes changes the suckling pattern. So it's really good to allow for breastfeeding to get well established in those first several weeks. And then if a mom wants to express her milk, then the partner can get involved with either cup feeding that milk or bottle feeding that milk, but again, doing that at a minimum so that the baby's really getting used to breastfeeding. There's also advantages, health advantages, to keeping babies breastfeeding at the breast as opposed to receiving breast milk in a bottle, particularly with regard to growth and nutrition. We know that some evidence indicates babies that are breastfeeding at the breast have a decreased likelihood of becoming overweight or overfeeding.
How long should feedings take, and how do you know that the baby is getting enough milk?
So every baby is different. We don't like to set rules in terms of how long a baby spends at the breast because we don't know all the time whether a baby's feeding in a nutritive manner or suckling in a non-nutritive manner. And sometimes any one feeding can be a combination of both. Some parts of the feed can be nutritive and some parts of the feed can be non-nutritive. And that's okay. There's no real rules and there's no harm in allowing babies to feed really ad libitum how they want to. But what we can do is monitor the babies in terms of whether they're feeding sufficiently in their growth patterns. Growth is the single one indicator of how babies are doing. We can also look at urine and stool output. So we look to see that the babies by day 4 or 5 of life are voiding about 4 or 5 times a day and are having about 3 or 4 seedy yellow stools a day. So initially the bowel movements are dark and tarry, and by the second or third day they become sort of transitional, and then by the fourth day they look like this seedy, mustardy-looking stools.
And it might be helpful for a parent to keep track if they are someone who's new to this and worried about it in just about the last 20 seconds. Dr. Winter, wrap it up for us on Breastfeeding 101.
So it's important that babies are continually monitored throughout the first several weeks. And so it's important after leaving the hospital that you return to see a knowledgeable healthcare practitioner like pediatrician 48 hours or within 48 hours after discharge from the hospital so babies can be weighed and measured and ensure that everything's going well. Most importantly, be confident.
Be confident. Get started early. These are all great tips. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and stay well.